State Senator Kevin Shabilsky of Stevens Point has been running for lieutenant governor for months. Shabilsky has collected a lot of money and union endorsements. But Shabilsky angered some Democrats when he voted with Republicans to pass a budget adjustment bill in the legislature's Joint Finance Committee earlier this spring. In response to the criticism of Shabilsky, the Democrats' 1998 candidate for lieutenant governor, Barbara Lawton of Green Bay, just entered the race last week. Shabilsky says he can win back disaffected Reagan and Thompson Democrats and independent voters.
We've lost the last four gubernatorial elections in part because the Republicans were able to portray us as tree-hugging Madison liberals. I know that's uncomfortable, but that's the reality. But that's not me. I'm working class, and I'm proud of it. And I hunt, and I make no apologies for it. So I crossed a number of divides, folks. I crossed a number of divides that have hurt Democrats in the past.
Barbara Lawton did not reply to Shabilsky, but instead criticized Governor Scott McKellum. Lawton says state government is a mess.
For 16 years, this Republican administration has held our future hostage to guarantee its own incumbency. Budget deliberations this spring prove there's no honest negotiation with these people. I want to bring new ideas to this ticket that says this fall, don't you worry, the Democrats are coming.
Judged by the audience response, Lawton had more support at the state Democratic convention than Shabilsky. But party conventions are generally attended by the most dedicated party faithful, and the nomination will be decided by all the voters in September. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.